was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Good morning, North State.
Good morning, North State. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Joined, of course, with Savannah's in here today.
Good morning.
We're just mixing and matching today, aren't we, Savannah?
Yep.
Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course. And that's where she'll be. And I know what her show is going to be about tonight. We'll talk about it later. But let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor. And today it's Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 27 points at 16,816. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1940, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 5 points at 4326. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 99 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Advanced Micro Devices up a dime at 438, General Electric down 2 cents at 2713, and Delta Airlines down $2.28 at 3843. Of local interest, PG&E down 64 cents at 45.64, North Valley Bank unchanged at 21.93, Harley-Davidson down 54 cents at 71.50, and Sturm Ruger down 22 cents at 61.59. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's up $1.59 a barrel at 105.21, and precious metals are higher with gold up $5.27 an ounce at 12.65.80. Silver's up 13 cents at 1927. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday right here at KCNR. Chris is the first one that talked about providing financial freedom for your family, starting as soon as they start working and how you can do this. Give them a call at 243-7561 to talk to you about the investments and those kind of byproducts that will make your life a lot easier as you get older. And then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive.
63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny with a high near 90 today. Mostly clear with a low around 58 this evening. Sunny with a high near 89. Saturday, we're looking for 92 and back up to 95 on Sunday. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, we give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach us 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, Trish. You know, it's been a week.
I still have a raspy voice.
You do. You still.
Sinuses, bite of hay fever, and love that wind. Whoa.
Oh, I thought you were were still screaming about last Thursday about the election.
Well, no, I gave up on that.
I had lunch with somebody in D.C. yesterday, and, from Cypress Square Barbershop. Uh-huh. What a great guy. D.C. says, you know what? He said, even though that they're packed all the time, he says, yeah, I think I'd probably come down here even if I didn't make money. Just come down because it's, so interesting. A barbershop has got, after this studio right here, has got to be the most interesting place.
Absolutely. People talk about everything.
Yeah. And then you have, he says, Trish is on tomorrow? I went, oh, yeah. So he's listening right now.
Oh, good. Good morning.
Okay. Hey, we got a lot of things going on today. We're going to talk with RU about how to save energy in the energy fair. Then we have Brent Weaver on. I've got a series of all the candidates coming in here
for city council.
Yeah,
giving you people lots of notice. Pay attention. Seats are up. Candidates are out there. Let's see if we can get involved.
You know, it's important that people vote.
Oh,
Anyway, so
it is.
We've had Patrick Jones on, of course. We've had Francie. Yesterday we had Mike DeQuisto. Mike had some ideas. Today we have Brent Weaver, who's hanging a lot out there on public safety. But we want to see what else he's talking about. And then tomorrow, Kristen Schrader. I don't know if Kristen's been out on a on shows before, but she was on this formerly on the school board, and now she's running for city council. There's rumors about other people that are going to be running that may be jumping into the race too later
more
on.
More the merrier.
Well,
great new ideas, young people getting involved.
Vision.
It's the way we turn it around.
I don't understand how we expect to, and then we expect to make changes if we keep putting the same people back in there.
Certainly people who are not doing a good job and are ineffective and not out and about in their communities until it's an election, and then we see them everywhere. And then we don't see them, and then we just keep returning them to office and somehow expect things to change.
Still angry, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, I guess I am. Hey, makes a big difference.
You know what? Here's the way I look at it.
Well, you've got a perfect example we're going to talk about a little bit later in the South County. Just happens to be that district of another project that stalled.
And what they said about it, too. Well, we'll talk about that in Anderson and all these things. A lot of things happening this weekend, though. Of course, at the they're having the Aviation Day on Father's Day at Benton Air Park, and they have it goes from 7 to 2, but they're serving breakfast from 7 to 11.
And that's always a great.
Yeah, you know what? I have a couple. I have some tickets here to give away for that. Plus, we've got let me find all this stuff. Redding Elk Lodge 1073 is hosting Spirit for the Flag at Patriotism Day on Saturday, June 14th, noon to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge.
And the Elks Lodge also has a great band this Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. Well, it says they've got veteran horse therapy demo. Vintage military vehicles, guest speakers, entertainment, etc. And then, of course, there's our wine, whiskey, cigars, and brew night. Or whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew night. Saturday again, June 14th, but it goes from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And the VFW Post is putting this on, VFW Post 1934, which I've joined. Tickets are $10, but you have tasting booze, raffle prizes, food and drink. And all these different vineyards and breweries are going to be there, plus tobacco and brew. So you can do this. And again, all the proceeds are going to scholarship funds. So we've got all types of things going on here, plus the fair.
Which started
yesterday. Linda is judging the talent contest, and so we've got that going too.
And the weather's perfect for fair weather. It's not up in the hundreds, so great to take the kids out and enjoy. Lots of exhibits, lots of stuff going on, entertainment every night. Good venue.
Okay, we've got already. Gosh, the chat room is already going for it. Including it's got questions for Brent Weaver about mass mailings. Oh, they're ready. The chat room is ready.
Well, good for them.
Well, we've got a lot of things going.
We need involved people.
Yeah, let's take an early break here. But this first portion of the show has been brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And Orchard Nutrition is a great place to go to. It has the really super selection of anything you could possibly want. Health-wise, plus the people in there. You walk into Orchard Nutrition, and if you haven't been in there, and I don't know why you wouldn't be in there, but when you walk into Orchard Nutrition, it smells healthy. Have you ever thought about that, Savannah? It smells healthy. You come in and get that citrus smell, and that makes it's kind of a healthy smell. Then you have the everybody in there that can help you and ask, and they've got nutritionists on the staff, in-store deli. They've got it all. Orchard Nutrition plus Amazing Foods for Life, where you can do that gluten-free mixes. 15 minutes later, you have a great gluten-free muffins or buns or cookies, and you go for it from that way. Orchard Nutrition is Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on, and like I said, the chat room is already loading up. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She's got Ruth Angel coming in with her. So that ought to be a fun time. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner.
Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 7:19 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is rocking this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your whole windshield. You get those little, you know, those little chips in your windshield.
Yeah.
What happens is, or just a little bitty crack when it's really, really hot outside. And you hit it with a air conditioner. Watch
boom.
It just go all the way across. So take it down to Jeff Forrest down at Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. He'll fix it. He guarantees his work. And I have a crack in my windshield that's over 12 inches long, and he fixed 5 years ago. And you can't see it. To this day, you can't see it. So I mean, what I can't say much more than that. 3208 South Market Street, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right. Eric Cantor. Let's talk Eric Cantor because it's going on here.
Okay. One of,
how many are happy that Eric Cantor was tossed out by approximately 423 million voters on Tuesday? That wasn't that many.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what's key?
It wasn't 423 million. There's not 423 million voters. It's just
key,
a district.
I think the key is that he ran on Republican principles. They want to hang it off on far right wing, Tea Party, all of those things. If you look at his platform, the gentleman that beat Mr. Cantor ran on Republican principles. Smaller government. Local control.
No amnesty.
Bring things back to the states. No amnesty.
And you know what? I think
that's certainly part of the key. But I think it's the whole package.
But I think there's something else, too. Is Eric Cantor let himself get disassociated with his constituents. Even though he's only 40 miles away, or not 40 miles away, he's probably 140 miles away from Richmond, which is where I think his district is in one of the districts outside Richmond. And the thing about it is that when they did interviews with people in that area. So why do you think he lost? Because he doesn't come here. The other guy has a better message. And the other better message was jobs, not raising the debt ceiling, no amnesty until you shut down the border. I mean, this border, this mess we've got on the border.
The Republican platform.
You can go right back into the Obama administration and Republicans that are letting them have it by giving them hopes here that we've got 90,000 people we're picking up here and along this border and trying to take care of them. We can't do it. We can't do it.
90,000, they're saying that's a low estimate. Yeah. They're bringing these people in by the carload, and it's all about
and
getting
who are they?
Kids. They're children.
They're children.
So that their parents will follow.
And what does Record Searchlight say? Oh, no, we have to take care of these children. Because
absolutely.
Think after World War II. There's a different situation after World War II. Excuse me, whoever's writing your editorials. It's a completely different situation. The fact is that these countries are saying, go to the border. You're going to be welcome. They're going to make you citizens. Go. And they help them in Venezuela and Honduras and Guatemala. And they're sending them up here. And what are we doing? We are inundated because we have no policy, and then Cantor was part of it.
And the president laid out the 13 steps that people should follow to get into this country. And the first one is that I'm leaving because I'm being victimized in my country. They're threatening to kill me. They come into this country, then we take them in, take care of all those little children, and bring their parents in right behind them. But I don't think immigration and I don't think amnesty was the whole deal. I think the people are finally starting to pay attention to the fact that the message of the Republican Party, the conservatism of the Republican Party, is not being practiced by any Republican in office, or very few. There's a few of them, and the whole Republican Party wants to tag them with the far-right extremist, those Tea Party people. And if you look at who the Tea Party people are, they're you and I. They're the people out in the country that are tired of big government. They're tired of taxes. They're tired of raising the debt ceiling. They're tired of amnesty, all those things. But nobody's got that message from the Republican Party, except this guy runs in and beats Cantor based on his own message.
People agreed immigration is only one component. People want to be listened to.
They do.
Now, whatever you say about LaMalfa, he's back here. There's no place that you'll trip over LaMalfa out here, which is great. Because
it is.
And you know what? Who's our representatives? Boxer and Feinstein. Have they ever been to Northern California?
Yes, they have.
They have when?
Not in years, but okay. They have. Not in
then
years.
It doesn't count then. Then it doesn't count.
But they used to.
Count.
They now come they're up so here. Entrenched that they don't need
well, they
us
don't,
anymore.
Well, of course they
we're
don't.
Too crazy
they don't
up
even
here.
Answer phone calls, or people will. But, hey, do you think you have a spokesman for the senator? No. We can't do that. And then you have the governor. When's the last time the governor visited this part of the state?
I don't.
When's the last time Governor Brown? We do have like a million people up here somewhere. If you add all of the North State together, you know that he can't even come up here and see us. You know, but see, this is one of the things.
But we don't count. That's why. Well, that's why the state of Jefferson is out there. Our vote doesn't count. No one's listening to us. We're a bunch of right wing zealots and grabbing our guns and our Bible,
struggling to hold on to our Christianity. Our old beliefs and our guns.
There you go.
There
you
go. Okay.
Hey,
but somebody also said, hey, Brad is a smart guy. So you better start sending him dollars to defend against the challenger. What challenger? I mean, they're trying to find a Democrat to run against. They're trying to find a Democrat. You know what? The Tea Party, the Patriot Tea Party, whoever the Tea Party was, did not give him a dollar for this campaign. And who was it? Somebody was on Fox.
Didn't give Brad any money?
Didn't give Brad a dollar. And they took their spokesperson apart on the one of the Fox News channels.
I love listening to this guy, and I don't know a lot about him, but I love his message. I love, he said, I'm not a part of anything. I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative Republican. I followed and he laid out, every time he talks about laying out the Republican platform. That's the message. I think if we get enough candidates with that message, we might have a chance.
Brad is a professor at this college, a small college. He's a sociology professor. Yeah. Anyway, but the thing about it is this, is that people need to – oh, yeah. Anyway, going back to the Tea Party, they said, well, they'd put their money in other in the Mississippi races and these others. But And they said, yeah. Have you even talked to the guy? Well, yeah, I've talked to him. And I mean, Laura Ingraham took her apart, too. Anyway, bottom line is Cantor, who was the establishment, who'd gotten out of touch with his people, who had started you know, and was pushing on this amnesty, and then all this turmoil on the border, all of this going on at the same time, you've got all these other things happening. That he was the and he was the head of the House. He was the majority leader of the House.
Well, and here's the funny part of that though, the Republicans in Washington D.C. You know what their immediate reaction? Oh my God. We've got to figure out how we can turn him around, and we may not have an opportunity to get amnesty now because maybe we're going to have not enough votes to get this, and we need it. We can't convince them that the amnesty thing only creates Democratic votes.
Yeah, of course it does. Let's go to the phones.
Kay, good morning. Do you have something to say?
Hi, Carl and Trish.
Hello, good morning, Kay.
I'd just like to say that during the legalization or quote-unquote amnesty program, I was detailed to Calexico, California, and we took people in from, they came across from Mexicali into Calexico, and if they, we checked over their papers, and if they prima facie appeared to qualify, we would let them in. And some of those people brought their
Let them in where?
We let them into the, they came into the United States. They got a pass to come in. And they had a certain amount of time that they had to, apply for legalization.
Of course they did.
And, but if they came in, some of them came in with, like uncles came in with their nephews.
Yeah.
And, if they didn't have a letter from their parents, which most of them didn't, and I think that would actually, in a way, be kind of hard to figure out because they're already making false documents of federal of government documents, and it'd be easy to make a phony letter from a parent. But anyway, if they didn't have that, we were not allowed to let them in. They had to go back to Mexico.
And did you actually turn a lot of them back?
Huh?
Did you actually turn a lot of them back?
We turned the kids who weren't with their parents, we did.
Okay.
And that's the law.
But that's not what's happening now, though.
But see, the thing of it is we do not need any reform. We need to enforce the laws we already had. Every time somebody becomes a permanent resident, there is a quote-unquote path to citizenship if they want to follow it. I mean, you're a permanent resident for so long, and then you qualify to apply if you wish to. I mean...
And if you don't wish to, you have to go back.
Well, or you just stay a permanent resident.
If you give, if you're given
staying a permanent resident.
Yeah. We have friends that are permanent residents, really, out of Canada. They're not a citizen. They've been here for 40 years.
Well, and there are a lot of Americans in Canada who stay indentured.
Indentured.
No, it's not indentured.
I know, but I like the word.
Anyway,
Freudian slip.
They have a different term for their permanent residence.
I think the point you're making, though, is a valid one, and that is that there's laws on the books that we can already have and enforce. We don't need any new laws.
You know, and the thing of it is that if we have a problem, if the law doesn't cover it, at that point, then make a little law that's two or three pages long to pass.
Okay.
Thanks for your input, Kay.
Okay, we'll see you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks, Kay.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're going to be talking energy. Also,
We have, gosh, what do we have here? Oh, Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? You go to Four Winds Jewelry.
I do.
No, she's wearing Four Winds Jewelry stuff today. Right there at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Leonard and his associates got great deals. Estate jewelry. I mean, he just thrives on estate jewelry, plus all the other types of loose stones and gems and things he has there. All the types of great jewelry that Leonard has. Right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. And he's got the only trained watch repair man in the whole area. So,
you get your watch fixed?
Need a watch fixed?
It's going there, whether you start there or not.
Skip the middleman. Go right in there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
As you know, I love sharing the great letters we get, like this one. Lori and Bruce Burton came up from Chico and purchased a 2014 Honda Accord. And Lori writes,
"From the moment we got to Crown, we knew we were in good hands. All our questions were answered, even some we hadn't thought of. Crown made car buying enjoyable."
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
At Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Cypress or Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is always here with us on Thursdays.
Love Thursday morning.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. 10 years in the business, helping families since 2004. I tell you, Sharon Clark, this just does outstanding work. All of her caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. And Sharon will give you a personal in-home consultation to see what kind of service you need for your loved ones, and whether they're elderly or young, but that they need help and you want to keep them in the home. And Sharon is a
really, really strong supporter of veterans. She helps with veterans in
consummate
these things.
Consummate professional. Yeah,
absolutely. Give her a call, 226-8350, 226-8350. Our guests are from REU, Jeff Granberry and Mike Adams. Good morning, gentlemen. Getting
from
close.
And for those that don't know what REU is, it's the Reading Electric Utility.
That is correct.
If you live in Reading and you have electricity, you learn to like these guys, right?
And reliable electricity.
Too. Reliable
electricity. Very important to us.
Electric utilities, you could call it that. It could R squared EU.
We can impose it either way. There you go.
Okay, now, we got something big going on.
We sure do. We have on June 21st, we have the REU Annual Energy Services Fair at the Market Street Promenade from 8:30 to 12:30. It's going to be a huge event. There's we expect over 40 vendors to arrive. Plus, there'll be several of the departments from the city of Reading, wastewater, solid waste. Pretty much every division in the city will be represented there also, along with private vendors. So it's going to be a great way for the public to show up, get a free breakfast sandwich, and learn how to conserve and save for the hot summer months ahead.
Well, that's a big thing. This is what we've been pushing, is the fact is you can go there and, you know, electricity, let's just face it, it's not getting any cheaper, and it's not going to get any cheaper. It's going to get a lot worse. I mean, absolutely. Everybody's nodding their head. I mean, you can't think that it's going to get any better.
And recognize that even if you're not in the city of Reading and you're listening to this program, you can pick up tips on how to do things, how to conserve, how to, you know, be better in your home, even if you're not getting City of Reading Electric.
Absolutely.
We would encourage everybody to come in.
And if you're not getting City of Reading electricity, oh, do I feel for you. I mean, I have friends that are out there just beyond the city.
What are you going to do?
Well, I know that. I mean, but still.
So we need to pick up all the great tips that they've got.
That's right.
Things that we can do as well.
And that's important because, and these aren't rules that REU are making. These are statewide federal rules.
These are industry standard rules, right. Basically. And, you know, one of the main things, one of our huge driving costs right now is heating and air conditioning, because that's what we're using during the day. Today is an optimum day to open your windows up in the morning, let the house pre-cool just due to the natural air outside, and then close it up around 10 o'clock when it starts warming up. That's a really good way to conserve a lot of your energy use
That's a good idea. Instead of leaving the air conditioner on, just open up everything.
Absolutely.
And then Mike's got
fans. What about fans? How about attic fans? Things like that.
Those are controversial, actually.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah. Well, anytime you can lower that delta T between the attic or temperature inside of the house, you can get that closer. It's going to help with your heating and your cooling. So both sides. With the attic fans, they're consuming energy just by having them plugged in. Now, if you get a solar-powered one that runs strictly on the sun and that's it, nothing connected, then that's going to help you.
Yeah.
To help move some
of that makes
energy
sense.
Around.
Yeah, because it's running all the time. If you live in Reading, gosh, it may be running, you know, it may be running 22 hours out of the day, you know, if you just have it up there put on a...
Mine starts at when it hits 95 in the attic.
Oh, see, and that attic's running 95.
Surprised how soon it hits 95.
Yeah, that attic's running 95 all the time.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I think it's 95. Could be more. Okay, solar power. And it's how hard is it to convert it to a solar power one? Or you just have to buy a brand new one?
They just come. It's a little kit. It has the dome on it as the actual solar panels. You just cut the hole through the roof, mounts right on there, and away you go.
Cut the holes through the roof.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Cut the holes
through
the roof.
With a licensed contractor.
Yeah.
With a licensed contractor.
Oh, yeah, the other ones are back up there fixing the leak.
Yeah,
that's right.
With a licensed contractor. Okay. Well, we can do that. Okay, so you said something about free breakfast. Did you say free breakfast?
I did say a free breakfast. I said free breakfast sandwiches. Yeah, I let it out of the bag. We're going to be offering up free breakfast sandwiches to about the first 1,200 citizens that arrive.
Does that include any citizens, ones that are patient in shopping carts? And
we will not discriminate. Yeah. We're part of the community also. REU is part of the community. We're going to share.
Yeah. Now, what kind of savings? If you do everything, Mike or Jeff, okay, I go through and I find all these different things I can do.
Well, let's talk about some of those things.
Yeah. What are the things that are going to recommend that people can do to save energy?
Add insulation. We're going to check the attic and make sure it's brought up to R38 standards.
Now, are you all going to come to the house and look at it?
Absolutely. REU offers a energy audit program that's free to all City of Reading customers. Well, mm-hmm. we'll actually go into the home. We'll spend time. We'll sit down with the customer. We'll go over their bill, go over their usage, and actually go through the house. Go up in the attic. We'll check the HVAC system and look for efficiencies and deficiencies within the home and areas that it can improve. I mean, we all have areas that we can improve in each one of our homes, and that's an area that REU focuses on and really tries to enhance with our customers is improving their comfortability. And I know Mike can attest to some of the easy.
It's amazing what you can find just sitting down with the customer, showing them their bill and their usage over a three-year mm-hmm. history, month over month. And you get a lot of, well, I didn't do anything this month that I did different than I did last year. But what people don't realize is heating and cooling degree days dramatically affect how much energy your home is going to use. So we'll go out and we'll look for the obvious stuff. It could be lighting. It could be an old plasma TV that's just in the summertime. Those things are like heaters in there. So they're great in the wintertime, not in the summertime. The plasma TVs are really hot. They use a lot of energy. So we just point out the really big, obvious stuff. It could be a pool pump. You could have your pool pump timers set to run way more than they actually need them to. We have a pretty great rebate program for the variable speed pool pumps right now. I think installation cost could be close to $2,000, but the return on your investment is about 5 years or less. So,
okay. What about solar? We've talked to a lot of people about solar panels on their homes, and most every one of them says it's not worth it if you're within the REU district. Has that changed at all?
It's starting to get closer, but solar should be the last thing you do. You want to do all of your energy efficiency measures first because that costs. That installed cost for solar is going to get your return on that. You're not going to get it right away, and it's not changing your home. So the comfort of your home hasn't changed, the leakage of the home, all that stuff. Nothing's changed. All you've done is got rid of a kilowatt hour. So if that's all you're after, then, yeah, you could put solar on there all day long. But, you know, realistically, you should be going in, taking care of old appliances, changing out lighting, reducing the air infiltration into your home, weather stripping your doors, things like that to reduce that energy consumption.
We've got a lot of windows, big windows in the house, and they're tinted. But I don't think they're tinted enough. How about something as simple as putting like a shade?
Well, you know, one of the easiest ways to take care of that is plant a tree in front of the window so as it grows, it'll help block the sun out. But the one way REU suggests is that you install solar sunscreens on the window. And that's a device that can be put on in the summer to help reject 70, 80, or 90% of the UV rays that get into the house. And you can take them off in the winter so you get that solar heat gain inside the home when you want it.
Yeah. So how expensive are those?
Those are fairly inexpensive.
They are, okay. And we actually have a rebate for those with the City of Reading. We rebate up to 25 cents a square foot, up to $250 residential on solar sunscreens.
Really?
And they're a huge hit. Yeah. I've never had a customer put them on and say, what in the world I do this for?
So when you put them on, you just kind of like attach them to the
You put
window?
A bracket on about above the window. And
little just, tabs that.
And just drop them down. Huh?
Yeah, it's easy. There's nothing to it.
And you can see through them okay.
That, to me, is probably one of the easiest ways to start saving
What a great idea that is. Now, that's something we're going to look into immediately because we've got all this window spacing.
Yeah.
In fact, I would like to set up a date that you all come in and do our house, and then we can come back and talk about it after going through our house.
That'd be perfect.
Because we've got like a 1941 house, but there's been a lot of things done to it. But we've got so let's set up a date today after you all leave, and then you'll come to our house, and we'll come back on again and say, this is what we've done.
1941?
Well,
so you're going to block us out about a two-hour spot here so we can come back and talk
about the home. The home is that a lot of renovations.
Okay, just making sure it's upgrades.
We'll make it a series.
Okay, how about that?
We have a watt-meter program that actually measures the consumption of your energy. So any single outlet, one device that you can plug in, this meter will tell you how much energy it's consuming, so we'll bring one of those out. We actually offer those for free for a week to all of our customers to check out. Things like your TV, your satellite, all that stuff, it all adds up. And when you look at something like a 60-watt light bulb, you just go, well, that's just 60 watts. It's not a big deal. Well, you start adding them all up, and then you start realizing where your energy consumption is coming from. So this little meter is kind of
cool,
little
huh?
thing.
So whether to leave the computer on all the time or turn it off?
Well, you'll find out, you know, once you plug this watt meter into it, Wow. Where you want to spend your money.
And I mean, so you'll loan that to us for a week or two.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We'll loan it to any REU customer for a week, and they can check out all their home appliances on it.
Somebody said that if they understand that if solar is installed, that you can lose your roof warranty.
I don't believe that that's entirely true. Certainly you'd want to check with the manufacturer to do before you did something like that.
Okay. But probably because of the leakage and all that.
Yeah, anytime you poke a hole in something.
So where do they get all this information again?
REUpower.com.
Show up this weekend.
Yeah. June 21st, Saturday. Show up to the Market Street Promenade.
A week from this Saturday.
That's right. The Market Street Promenade. REU is hosting the Energy Fair. And it's going to be...
We'll have some great events for the kids, too. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it is a family affair. Mike's right. Yeah. We're going to have free bucket truck rides. We're going to have free snow cones, free face painting, all kinds of cool stuff for the kids.
Free.
And the parents are going to get to learn a ton about saving.
And there's so many things to see and do there. And I, like I say, I want to encourage everybody from the county to come in, even if you're not in the city of Reading. Because there's so much information there.
It is, absolutely.
Great things.
Everyone's welcome.
And they give away fun stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to – I think you're going to come back again next week so we can talk a little bit more about this. I have this on a schedule, believe it or not, again. So I want to talk some more about it. And then we also want to set up a time to come through our house.
For sure.
And do all these things that you say and see what kind of impact that has over the next few months once we do it.
You'll be able to tell directly.
Especially these solar screens, because if that's something you get rebates at and they're not too expensive – because we got a lot of windows. The other part, my friends, is this. Open up all your windows in the morning until like around 10 o'clock, and you let all that cold air in. Should you have a fan draw it in? Or does that kind of negate the purpose?
No, you could do that if you wanted to. You know, just leaving cross ventilation, open windows opposite.
Open the doors
difference.
And all these things and just let
everything.
That is nice, too. Yeah.
Of course, with screens, so you don't let the little critters and bugs in.
That's what we have grandkids and dogs for.
That's right.
And it's a tussle on the floor. Right. The other night, we had the Battle of Possum Flats. I'm still wondering about that. Okay. Anyway, okay. Jeff Granberry and Mike Adams from REU. We call it R Squared EU. Reliable Reading Electric Utility, right?
That's what we like to think.
Am I kissing these guys too much? You know what? Yeah. These are the guys I like. When we get up a little bit higher in the hierarchy, you know, I get a little more peckish. But you guys out here on the street, you all do a lot for
and
us.
And this is a great fair. I encourage everybody to come because you're going to learn something, pick up some tips that you hadn't thought
of
before.
Yeah, and so thanks a lot. And again, I think we've got you down for next week, too, for coming in. So we hit this one more time.
Hey, we'd love to.
All right.
Let's come in.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we'll be right back. We've got some other things we want to talk about here. Guns and
projects stalled and
projects,
again.
And why is this industry that this company that wants to build and hire people, why is it being fought so hard by Shasta County?
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts, all made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil and 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers for sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Okay, welcome back, North State. This is Thursday morning. It's 10 minutes to 8. We just were talking with REU, and this portion of the show is brought to us by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only can you get the finest coffees and cold drinks at Espresso Joe's, you have the finest walk-in humidor in the state when you walk next door. Not only that, but if you buy any type of Zippo product there, a lighter or a humidor, you get a chance to win a Zippo watch for Father's Day. That's right. Get something going on for Father's Day at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley are just outstanding people, and they support our community in so many ways. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Now, let's talk about Let me read the quote, and then I'll turn Trish loose. This is from Joe Lilienthal, who is the owner of Amdon LLC. We've wasted 4.5 years to get where we are today, and the county has basically led us down this road we should have never been taken down.
We're talking about a rock-crushing concrete processing facility in an industrial area, an area of the city of Anderson that created most of the jobs in the blue-collar sector of our community for 50 years, 100 years. It's mill land. It's industrial land. It always has been. People decided to go in and build some homes overlooking this area and have since decided they don't want anything that might in any way impact the environment to go on this industrially zoned land. Rail spur right next to the freeway, that's how it's zoned. There should be every expectation of a property owner, person going in there, that they could establish an industrial use in this area of the county.
Now,
4.5 years.
Well, they got knocked down because they were going to put down the residence last year. Were successful in a bid to stop that project from last year, which included a hot asphalt plant and 330,000-gallon asphalt holding tanks proposed.
Excuse me. It's industrial land. Okay. It's zoned industrial. You have an expectation that you should go in and establish an industrial use on industrial land.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just telling you what happened last year.
I know.
Now
people
stand
up and say, not in my backyard.
Now they're trying to put in a concrete plant in the facilities, rock crushing and
all
that.
People
and
now still don't want it there.
They think that they're not going to be able to win this one. Now, here's where he's upset, and this is where I don't blame him a bit, is, you know, people have a right to fight that. But here's the thing. The county supervisors and the county staff
got him to this place. I mean, this guy is, you know, I can see how he's feeling. I see how the guys out there in Turn Creek Bottom feel, is that here we've got this industrial property, and now you're not going to let us put these things out here, and now we have to sell it. But what are we going to sell it to when everybody looks at it and says, well, gee, I'd like to have this here, but,
well, we are
but they're not going to let you put it up.
And we are quickly becoming known that don't take anybody's word for anything. You know, a lot of these companies were looking at that 5th District supervisor race, and I know I'm a broken record, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of people talking to the candidate that was running against him who were going to think about maybe putting an application in the South County, who are now walking away because the present supervisor has not spearheaded or guided any of these projects. He should be out there trying to convince those constituents instead of siding up with them and letting them speak and control this area.
Okay,
it's an industrially zoned area. Those people need to not buy their houses there in an area that's already zoned industrial.
And not,
or they need
and
to
not,
get out of the way.
And not expect it not to be industrial.
That's exactly right. They want it. They want to stop everything in that area because it might create a little noise. It might create a little dust. I mean, I dealt with these people when Wheeler Brader went in. I dealt with these people when all of the plants, every rock-crushing gravel plant in this county, they didn't want any of them. Unfortunately, we have to get gravel and aggregate where it is, and we have to process it in an industrial area. That's why we zone areas like that. These people do not want to pay the cost for concrete and asphalt that they're going to have to pay if we can't get it locally, and they just don't get it.
Now, Les Baugh is the supervisor from
yes,
out there,
he is.
And you're throwing some really heavy heavy artillery at Les. So Les, you are more than welcome to come on back in here and talk about this.
I wish he would explain to me why none of these projects can go forward in the 5th District.
I want to talk to Les and have Les come on and talk about this, because Les is the supervisor out there, has been elected as a supervisor, has said he's all for growth. He did vote to put in the Churn Creek Bottom stuff that was turned down, but
voted against the auto mall.
But he did vote for Churn Creek. Didn't help anything
with Anselmo's.
I'd be more than happy to have Les. I'm going to offer you the hour here that you two can just discuss this if you'd like to, or I can sit here and be the moderator. So Les, please give me a call. And plus the fact we'll just have you back on anyway, because I'm going to try and get all the supervisors on. There's so many things happening, and we have the same group of supervisors now that we will be for the next, you know, a couple years at least.
God bless us.
You know what? I think that there's
the people have spoken,
the people,
and
the people,
we need
you know what
now,
the people have.
Let's
move forward.
We need to move forward, and we need to help these people who want
there
to create jobs.
That's it.
In our community.
Well, you know what it
spend
is?
Spend money,
is
create jobs.
We can't rely on politicians. Politicians are politicians, Trish. Government does not create jobs. Individuals create jobs.
Private enterprise.
Every one of these city council people are coming in. I want to know what they're going to do to help get these jobs started. Now, I don't mean them to start jobs. What are you going to do to be
make it possible to be
a friendly source that when that person comes in and wants to start something, they talk to one person. That's their point of contact who gets them all the information and stays with them. And there's no changes on it. And if the person can't do that, if they're that incompetent, then they're fired or moved. Since you can't fire them, you move them to something like picking up dog poop in the park. But you're there to help people.
Well, speaking of people who get wound up.
Well, it's true. You know what? Government doesn't make jobs, but the hell they can do is get out of the way, and it's too important. So I'm not blaming people that have run for office. I admire people that run for office. I do.
Well, you know,
because I really believe that most of them run. I'm not say all of them, but most of them run because they want to do the right thing. But they get involved in this bureaucracy that it just overwhelms them, and they don't take the time they should because it's kind of a part-time job, even if they're being paid full-time. And in some cases in the city council, I have no idea why they want to do it.
I think what I want to make clear is that the citizens have a right to speak their mind. That's why we have the public hearing process. And certainly we need to follow all of the environmental rules, but recognize we live in a state that has the highest environmental quality conditions on any project. They have to take care of the dust. They have to take care of the hours of operation. Those things that make it okay for the people to live in that area. But we also have to recognize that's why you zoned it industrial. And those people living around that area have to recognize, gosh, we made a trade. We bought this house. But you know what? We have to be able to live in unison with those uses that are allowed in that area. And that's what the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission needs to be doing, is listening to the people, incorporating their thought process, but not shutting down and not developing all the land that's available.
Okay. Hey, we come back after our break. We've got Brent Weaver, who is running for city council. And you know what? This may I think Trisha's ready.
I think so. I think Brent needs to tell us, how are we going to open it up and have a sign up that says, City of Reading is open for business. We welcome you.
In Anderson.
Well, he's running for Reading City Council.
I know, but I'm saying it's all of us.
That needs to be North State.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Washington. An Al-Qaeda-inspired group is vowing it will keep gobbling up portions of Iraq, including Baghdad, and so it claims. Kenneth Katzman, a Middle East expert with the Congressional Research Service, says that would be very difficult, even though the group has made major gains.
Iraq's security forces are going to stiffen up. They have a lot more populist support in Baghdad itself from Shiite. Baghdad is 80% Shiites now.
Meanwhile, fighters from the militant group that calls itself the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant took Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit yesterday as soldiers and security forces abandoned their posts. Also at SRNews.com, how much does he want to be president? Well, there could be a clue coming from Senator Ted Cruz, who, according to SRN's Val Dior, has now renounced his Canadian citizenship.
Senator Cruz is now a citizen of the United States, and the United States only. The Texas Republican was born in Canada to an American mother and a Cuban father. As such, he was a dual citizen, an American because of his mother and Canadian because the country, like America, grants automatic citizenship to anyone born there. No big deal, he thought, since he moved to America when he was four, except since he's considered a potential candidate for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination, some question his eligibility. He began the process to renounce his Canadian citizenship, which was formally completed last month, May 14th, to be exact. Val Dior, SRN News, Dallas.
U.S. businesses hiked their stockpiles in April.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.6% increase in business stockpiles following a 0.4% gain in March. It marked the 11th straight increase in inventories and was the largest advance since October of last year. Total business sales were up 0.7% in April following a 1.1% increase the month before.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
A day after his shocking loss in the GOP Virginia primary, it was Eric Cantor saying yesterday that he will step down as majority leader at the end of next month. We get more from SRN's Wally Hines.
Without announcing specifics, the seven-term Republican vowed to stay active.
While I will not be on the ballot in November, I will be a champion for conservatives across the nation who are dedicated to preserving liberty and providing opportunity.
As for why he lost, Cantor said he'll leave the political analysis to others.
I know that my team worked incredibly, incredibly hard. They did a tremendous amount of work. I'm proud of their work. I'm grateful for what they did. And in the end, the voters chose a different candidate.
The party will elect a new majority leader next Thursday. Cantor said he'll throw his full support behind California's Kevin McCarthy, who he called a dear friend.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. The United Kingdom hosting a meeting today about the security situation in northeastern Nigeria. That's where the group Boko Haram is active. This is SRN News. It's all fun and games this week in Los Angeles. The spotlight at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in L.A. expected to be on the software side of the equation, more so than hardware, especially on games. Playful Corporation CEO Paul Bettner says creating games for a virtual reality headset could be quite a chore.
You can't take control of somebody's head because that's super uncomfortable. Like, you can't say, hey, look over here and like pull their head around because their head is actually still looking in that direction. And so it just makes them dizzy and disoriented. So the ways in which we tell story and sort of immerse people is like a completely new language.
E3 attendee James Cortez says he liked trying out a new game for the Oculus virtual reality headset.
It was really fun dodging the bullets with my actual physically moving and being able to peek over corners and just slowing down time and just being able to take everything in.
About 200 exhibitors hyping their latest software and games. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's June the 12th here. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. She has Ruth Angel as her guest. They're going to be talking about a number of things because Ruth is right out there. But they are going to be talking about, Ruth went to Europe. Mm-hmm. And went on a cruise there, and she's going to talk a little bit about that, about things she saw over there in Europe.
You guys have a tour coming up as well.
We have one coming up ourselves in August, and we're just really looking forward to that. And we'll talk a little bit about that, too, I'm sure, tonight. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460.com. You can get into and get in our chat room. So we'll have they filled this thing up. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondek. Chris, good morning. Are you going to go to the fair this year?
Not planning on it at this point in time, Carl. just don't partake in that. Well, anyway, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 60 points at 16,783. The S&P 500 down 8 points at 1935, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 16 points at 4315. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 169 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down 44 cents at 93.42, Amazon down $5.56 at 329.64, and Twitter's up $1.54 at $37.08. Of local interest, Safeway down a nickel at $35.05, Home Depot down 84 cents at $78.97, while Tri-County's Bank is off 34 cents at $23.18. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.61%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.42. Oil's up $1.51 a barrel at $105.13, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $12.16 an ounce at $1,272.40. Silver's up 31 cents at $19.45. This is Chris Lasondek of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. Chris is the first one that told me about financial freedom and how you could do it. And when you start young enough with your family, that by the time they're 60, 65, that they don't have a lot to worry about. If they do the right investments and do it early and not a lot, but just be consistent with it. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. After you make an appointment, then stop by and see him on Park Marina Drive.
Okay, it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're expecting a high near 90 today, low around 58. Got some gusty wind going on. On Friday, we're looking for a sunny and high near 89. Saturday, 92, back up to 95 on Father's Day, Sunday. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. And reach them at 365-3793.
Okay. In conjunction with that, we can talk about Alliance Heating and Air. As you know, we just had REU on. And we're talking about ways you can conserve energy. And they're having, of course, the energy fair on the 21st. But one of the ways, too, is making sure that your system is working, your air conditioning system is working correctly. The filters are cleaned up. The air ducts are working the way they should be. Isn't an efficient system. So how do you find out? You call Alliance Heating and Air and talk to Martin or any of his people there. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. They treat you just like family. Give them a call, 221-2642. 221-2642. He does the work on our air conditioners and filters and all that, and I have nothing but great things to say about him. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, because we're getting kind of a respite here. It's going to be good in the 90s. Trust me, all of you people that have lived here longer than 30 days.
It's not going to stay in the 90s.
It's not going to stay like that. All right, let's talk a little bit about this weekend. What's happening this weekend? We have, of course, the Aviation Day at Benton Air Park, and that's going to be on Father's Day, and it starts at 7 a.m., and they're going to have breakfast there from 7 to 11, and then it goes till 2 o'clock. Let Dad get a ride on an airplane there. And we have some tickets for that. We have some tickets to get into the event. The first person that calls 605-4567, you get two tickets for the Aviation Day on Father's Day. It's a good place to take Dad there. Also, that's on Sunday. On Saturday, we have the Reading Elk Lodge is doing their Spirit for the Flag. It's a Flag Day, a Patriotism Day from noon to 6 at the Elks Lodge. A lot of things going on there. And the Wine, Whiskey, Cigars, and Brew is going to be also on Saturday, June 14th, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street right here. And it's hosted by VFW Post 1934. And they got all the different wineries are going to be there. Fall River, Mosley Family Cellar, Stevenson Firearms and Ammo are going to be there. Kids to Camp. Everybody. Reading Distributing, and of course, Tobacco and Brew. Great place. Great fundraiser for kids and for different scholastic groups here. So that's whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Saturday, June 14th from 4 to 8 p.m. Now,
okay,
did I
and
get
we
everything?
Also got the Shasta District Fair going on starting
Shasta
yesterday.
Shasta District
going
Fair.
Going on through Saturday.
Linda's going to be there Friday. She's going to be the
judges
on Friday.
Yes.
For the talent count contest. So she'll be there. And if you come in, you can find me wandering through the exhibitors. You know, where they have all these little vendors there, you can buy stuff. I have 46 pairs of Ginzu steak knives that I'm going to be giving away to the all the candidates that are running for office, and because I have that many. Plus, I'm going to go over and look at the pigs because I'm helping to buy a pig that Aubrey Largent has put together, Arnold the Terminator.
Okay.
And I tell you what, this is some pig, and I'm in. Now, the last thing I have here before we go to Brent Weaver is I have two tickets that are good anytime. That's not true. I have two tickets that are good anytime for the Colt 45s, and they've got a game against the Mudcats tonight. Or you can use them anytime for the Colt 45s, general admission. It's a great place to go to, a great game. You get in, you got hot dogs for $3, you get a drink for $2, so you have dinner for $5. Kids get in cheap, seniors get in cheap for like $3, and it's a great time. They got stadium seating. I can't say enough about it. And you can listen to it on, of course, KCNR 1460 every game. So give me a call, and you get two tickets to the game right now. Is that what it's about? We have a call? We have a call. All right. Thank you. We'll be giving away all season. Just keep listening. Okay. Brent Weaver?
Hey, good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Trish. Good morning, Carl.
I have to sell things today or give things away because it's Thursday. How are you today?
Hey, I could not be better.
Okay, let's get your microphone up just a little bit higher.
How's that?
Okay, and then we're going to turn him up a little bit. Okay, we got you. There we go. We're just rearranging you right now. So we want to hear those dulcet tones.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. We don't want you to sound like you're far away because we know you're in the fight, man.
I'm in the fight.
Okay. Brent Weaver, who is running for Reading City Council.
That is correct.
We're going to take as soon as Savannah can, we're going to take a break so we can then start and so we don't have to stop again. Savannah, we're going to take a break now, right now. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We talked about Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Brent Weaver. We're going to talk about why he's running, his plans for the future, what his vision is, and what he can do to help our city. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. If you bring in your recent eye exam receipt, we'll subtract the cost of your eye exam up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer and not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast service and reasonably priced eyewear and veterans discounts are our specialty. At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, next to Leslie's Pools, we accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Thursday.
Thursday.
June the 12th already. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, I think people can protest different ways. I really do. Like, if the way I protest with my pocketbook.
Yeah, buy a new gun.
I went out and bought a new gun yesterday from John Bastiani, something that I wanted.
You need it.
The fact is that Lynn says, you know, you don't buy very much for yourself. You need to buy that. So I did.
And happy Father's
because
Day.
You know what? That's what it is. It's my Happy Father's Day present. And John gave me a great deal on the gun, as he does on all the guns down there, and ammo. And he's got all the ammo down there, and it's at fair prices. It's in stock. Give him a call at 222-8222. The big thing, though, he has a Colt 357 Python, which you can – the icon of revolvers. These things are just beautiful. Beautiful works of art and outstanding guns. You can't buy them in California anymore because, you know, it was years ago and all this, because these are, you know, they've stopped making them. This is a owned by John Bastiani. He is auctioning this off at $10 a ticket. You can get 12 tickets for $100, and all the proceeds from this go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local
group right here. Perfect. So do yourself a favor. Go down there and spend $10 on a ticket or $20 on a ticket because you've got a chance to win a beautiful gun. And, I mean, I don't care if you shoot or not. It's just hang it on your wall. It's a piece of art. But you'd be silly not to shoot it now and then.
Give it to a friend.
And then it causes all the proceeds go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Okay, that's it. Brent Weaver.
Good morning.
Brent, why are you running?
Well, I was on, I think, 5-6 months ago, and I talked a little bit about my family roots in this community, my grandparents moving up here a little bit over 50 years ago, getting into the lumber business, my father, my uncles following shortly after, running Hughes Plywood, Hughes Redwood for 40-plus years. I was born here, Mercy Hospital, 1975, graduated from Shasta High School, went away to college after high school like a lot of the kids in this area, worked in the technology industry, got married, had my first child in the Bay Area, and my wife and I sat down and realized we wanted to raise our family in a place like Redding. So we moved back, and I've been a small business owner for the last 10 years, and so hopefully, people sense I have roots in this community. So when I was looking at potentially running for city council, I looked up there to see if, things were getting done. Regardless of, political ideology, I think when I think of local government, it's not partisan as much as are we going to roll up our sleeves and are we going to come up with some solutions and get some things done. And hopefully as people, as we get closer to the election, people are going to start putting each of the candidates under a microscope, find out who they are, what their interests are, what they've been able to do. And I hope as they look at what I've been able to do with my lumber yard, growing it from 7 employees to 40 in the last 10 years, and what I've been able to do downtown with the projects I've been able to build, that wherever I've been, jobs have been created. And I've been creative. And I've rolled up my sleeves and I've put the work in. And I want to do that same thing with local government.
Wow, and that's to me the key, because the future, our future is creating the jobs where our kids don't go to college and stay away. They come back here because you have created an atmosphere where a person can get a good job, raise a family, and continue that progress.
Yeah.
Now, how does government, you've shown us, okay, I can do this as a businessman. How does government help create those jobs?
Okay. So, and I think you characterized it correctly. How can they help? Because, I was sitting here earlier, I was listening to your segment, and I don't know if you guys know this, so I coach my son's junior football team. And so I'm all into getting people pumped up. And I was sitting there on the couch, and I was getting pumped up before I came on here listening to you, Carl, and you, Trish. But let's be very careful. Government has not and never will be job creators. But what they can do is hopefully listen to the people in the community, listen to their constituents, find out what their hurdles are, and get them out of the way. One example, here in this local community, so I've had the opportunity to build things. The building next door to us, the Kobe restaurant. So I've been through it for the last 7, 8, 9 years. I understand the building process. I understand the personalities down there. But for your average person who wants to develop something, let's take the Greyhound, the old Greyhound site as an example. We have this family that wants to build for the first time. It is incredibly intimidating, the amount of paperwork, who you talk to when you go down to City Hall. It turns off most people, if not, majority of them. I think it's the place of elected leaders to say, all right, well, how can we streamline this? How can we make it an easier process for people who want to invest in our community? That's number one. And number two, just by the nature of if you're in that position as an elected leader, you cheer the things you talk about that you care about, cheerlead it. We want to see good industry in this community. We want to see jobs in this community. When people talk about, well, we expect to have good roads and we expect to have a fully staffed police force and we expect to have this and that. It starts with industry and the jobs that pay the bills to hire these people to fix these things and give us those services.
And create the tax base that you can then use as your general fund to hire police officers to keep them safe.
That's correct.
It's all pretty clear.
And I've seen what you've done down here, when you're building this. I know the problems you had. And then you've built another place on Pine Street, too.
I have.
To make the process easier is one thing is to say it. The staff has certain ways they do things. We have all these rules and regulations. Are you familiar with all of them?
I don't.
Is anybody familiar with all of them?
I don't know that the you could take the smartest person in the world or in this community or in this nation, and they would still never understand all the regulations that the state of California has passed on to local communities as a builder.
Mm-hmm.
But my comment would be, granted these are public employees and they're working in different departments, I had an opportunity to work with an individual when I was building my project downtown. And this is certainly not a knock against anybody in either department, but he took an interest in wanting to see something happen downtown. And I would like that culture to spread out across all of the departments at the City Hall. Just, you know, you are living here. You have your family here. You may have kids, have grandparents. Take interest in seeing things move forward. I look at the world, you're either a builder and you want to improve things, or you're somebody that just – you're a naysayer and you know, you're just going to point out everything that's wrong. Get involved. Get some solutions. And I want to see that culture at City Hall.
You're right. There is a bureaucracy there that comes down from the state of California. There are certain rules and regulations that must be enforced on every project that we do. And we're in the most environmentally sound state in the union. I mean, that's been proven. At the local level, they have some discretion. They don't have to make it worse than it is at the state level. And they also have the ability to look at a project and streamline it if they choose. Or they can throw every hurdle in front of it that they want to. What we need to employ are people who say, okay, how can we make this work? We need to fit you in this box. One of the things I've said is that when you go in to get an application, they ought to tell you exactly what it is you have to do. They get one bite at the apple. I go in and I'm going to build XYZ. They get one bite at the apple to tell me you need to do this, 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 and this. It's not what happens in our departments. You get the first list, you go back, and they say, okay, fine, but you also need... By the time a person gets through that process, what they thought it was going to cost them is no longer reliable. They can't do the project they thought they could because there's all these extra things piled on all the way through the process.
Yeah.
They need to say right up front, this is what it's going to cost.
Well, amen. So I agree with that, and I could add my testimony. Yeah, I agree with that. We need to streamline it. We need to make it faster. Those communities who move forward quicker are because they've been able to streamline the processes in how they interact with local government.
Okay, Brent, and everybody I think agrees on this, is that we have to streamline it. I like to see it so you just one person shop and you put everything under one roof like it should be, almost like one safe place. You go in there, you get everybody. Boom, you're out of there.
That doesn't solve the problem because that's what they did at the county.
Well,
but it's got to be managed right.
Well, that's the other part, too. Then you hold their feet to the fire.
Hey, Carl, if I can interrupt you
real
quick. So what you just described, I know this is not a commercial for my lumberyard, but when I came from the technology industry and I worked in operations, when I took over my lumberyard, and actually let's take the last 2 years. When I bought the Moss Lumber location, that's a 12-acre site. And when I got over there, I kind of looked at how Moss had things set up. They had lumber sales reps that sat in the front. If you drove about a quarter mile down the campus, you had a door manager that sat in the middle. Oh, you drove another quarter mile down, you had a truss manager. So one of the decisions I made at the very beginning was all of my managers were going to sit up front so they could be accessible to the customers. And then as each project came in our doors, you were assigned one point person. Granted, they might not bid every trade. But for that end user, that homeowner, they're going to talk with one person who does understand that world.
And I hope that that's what we need to do.
That's
okay?
What we need to do.
All right. Now, you know what? Instead of starting on – because I want to talk now about what innovations would you bring here that you would see that Reading could do. You know, what kind of outside-the-box thinking are we looking at? And also, of course, public safety. I know you've been having a lot on public safety, Brent. So I want to hear what you're saying about that. So we're going to take an early break here, so we'll have much more time to talk after the end of this break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're talking with Brent Weaver, who is running for Reading City Councilman. He wants to expedite the way that people can get their permits and their fees. Does that include cutting fees, too?
Well, I'm not going to go on the record and say what I'm going to cut, but I'll say – what we saw a year and a half ago when they reduced the fees for single-family homes, we saw an increase in homes being built. When you incentivize and when you are able, again, to cut these extra costs the state has pushed down at the local level, that's getting government out of the way and allowing private entrepreneurs and enterprises to do their job.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Experience
it's Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Oh, okay, let's pull it up. Yeah. All right, this has just become the theme song for the people. We're not going to take it anymore. We need changes. We need things in our community. We need a change. They said it back in Virginia. Ask Eric Cantor how that worked for him as being part of the establishment. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans, discounts for military, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. Had lunch with DC yesterday. Had a great time. So a shout out to them. And again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We were slow. For some reason, the chat room slowed a little bit there, but it's back up online and working just as quick as it ever has. So our guest today is Brent Weaver, who is running for Reading City Council. When we left, we were talking about some, I wanted to ask about innovations. What are some ideas? You know, frankly, we need some kind of ideas because all these people they've hired and all these things they've wanted to do, I haven't heard too much. So what are some ideas?
Well, what I keep telling people, the first step of my economic development plan is improving public safety. Because, again, being a small business owner like myself and an entrepreneur who's built some buildings and risked my own capital, if you don't have a certain level of safety when you are investing, whether that wherever that might be downtown, you know, I also have my lumberyard south of town, if you do not have a certain level of safety, you are not going to continue to invest in your business. Or if you're a business circling this area, you're going to think twice about whether or not you might want to come here. So if anyone attended my rally last Friday, one of the things I keep coming back to is two things. One is this need for a strategic plan. And two, we can either decide if we want to be a reactive public safety force or a proactive. So I would like to see things like vice squads or vice groups, you know, that actually walk the beat, that actually have certain areas. And let's take the downtown for an example. One of the things we always hear about downtown is we have these hotels down here. And, you know, they're a nuisance for if they're across the street from Taco Bell or if you're, you know, wanting to put a business in, you're concerned about some of these hotels. And we know that a lot of these owners of these hotels are not local. You know, they're just collecting their check every month and they're making their profit and they're not members of this community. Well, I'm here to tell you, Carl and Trish, we need to make it hard for them to do business in this community. We want people who want to invest in our community, who want to be a part of the fabric. But if you're just going to put anybody in those rooms, and then us as taxpayers, we've got to pay for the 200 to 300 phone calls that go to that one hotel, that should not take place any further. So when we talk about innovation, to me, the innovation starts with, well, how are we going to make this platform, which is our community, more attractive to operate business if you're already here and more attractive if you're circling deciding if you want to come here. So getting back to these hotels, we need to do much more code enforcement, which is bringing people from the city along with police. We'll go in there. We're going to write them up. We're going to make it so hard for them to do business. They are either going to clean up their act or they're going to get out of town. Either way, we win.
And that's, Brett, the key that I want to bring in, enforcement. We don't need any new laws. We don't need to recreate the plan. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so we start for the code enforcement. I'm all for that. We've got a place down to end of our block that does it, that we need to have do yeah. that. And they go in and rate them about once every 6 months. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Question for Brent. How's he going to patch up this ticking time bomb of unfunded pension liability funds? I mean, at some point in time, this can't be kicked on down the road. It's got to be addressed. Is he ready to take on the unions? Because he will have to make this thing right. We'll take my answer on the air.
Thanks, Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for that question. I will absolutely say this. When you talk about unfunded liabilities and where are you coming from as you're speaking about it, I do not believe there will be anybody in this race that will have a moral high ground higher than where I come from. I have run a lumber business through the Great Recession. I sign the front of the check. Extra costs, extra fees, contributions, benefits, those are things I worry about on a regular basis. It almost feels like it's death by a thousand cuts. You cannot turn around and you get an additional increase in your fuel tax. Property tax might go up by 3 or 4%. Our insurance goes up. They're talking about, you know, tax increases here, there. I mean, it's stifling. And that stops innovation. It stops people growing. But back to where we're at with the city right now with unfunded liabilities. This is, along with public safety, the other top issue of the day, and I think it will be here for the next 10, 15, 20 years, is going to be unfunded liabilities. Can we solve it all in 2014 and 2015? Of course we can't. But what we can do is get leaders who have an understanding that when we do not control what we spend and we live outside of our revenue streams, we start paying more of our hard-earned revenues that are coming in on trying to keep up with the interest and keeping up with those liabilities. And so I just want anyone listening today to appreciate at least I understand that. So here we are. We have people that are currently working for us today. And then we're going to be hiring over the next several years. So I think this is how I've tried to boil it down. We're going to have to be fair with the people who are already working for us and promises we've made to them. But we also then need to begin the process, which we did start a few years ago, being honest with new people coming in, which is the promises we made before, we just cannot sustain them. We will no longer be able to be a full service community if we continue to offer what was given to people for the last 10, 15, 20 years. And it's going to take work. Again, it's going to take several city councils after I'm gone to continue the hard work that I think has just begun in the last 4 to 8 years. But I also want to say, with all of that said, as you're going about doing the hard work and you're living within your means, you've got to be very careful how you work with the employees. You cannot lambast them. You cannot make them feel less, you know. They went into their profession wanting to hold their head high. And if you're a firefighter or a policeman, they weren't the ones sitting there at the negotiating table. And so, again, I want to be very careful here. You need to respect the employees. They have every right to do everything they possibly can for their families. But when it comes down to sitting at that table and negotiating for both sides have to come in good faith. And they have to make the mature adult decision so that we can move forward.
You can't balance the city budget on the backs of your employees.
No, you can't do that. But let's go back to the question, and I understand what you said. I mean, you're a businessman, Brent, and where they've started is the new hires are paying more into it. But that part there, so every new hire is what you're saying is that we need to go back and negotiate that. So each one of them comes in. Maybe how about more of they put more money in for their retirement, almost like 401 plans that they start and the city matches. But here's the thing is that it's going to take years. And the state keeps taking more out of our away from us because they haven't made the best investments either.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about that. And, you know, right now I think, what is it, 72 cents of every dollar, something like that, is going into pay and retirements and health and all that kind of stuff. I mean, at what point is we're not going to have enough money? So even if you reduce, you're going to have to find a way to really reduce the future outgo if we're going to balance the budget. And are you for a balanced budget at the city?
Absolutely. You cannot stay in business if you do not balance your budget every year. So I'm taking those private experiences that I've had and that I've been taught, and I will take that same line of thinking and apply that at the local government level. Quick comment.
Yeah.
So I have a father. I don't know if you guys know my father, Rick. He ran the one lumber yard, and he's kind of your traditional Reading conservative. And then I have Uncle Doug. And I don't know if you guys know Uncle Doug. He lives in Old Shasta. He's a little more of the hippie side, and people always can't believe that my father and my uncle are related to each other. But when I sit down and talk with both of them about unfunded liabilities, they are both on the same page because they've operated a business, and you've got to balance that business, and you've got to live within your means.
So you're a balanced budget. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, you have a question for Brent Weaver?
Yes, I do. I want to know where I want to know where he stands on this issue of smart meters because the. RU strategic plan is about to be formulated, and even though the consultant hasn't been chosen yet, the RU director has, I mean, I've had conversations with him just last week at the RU office on the second floor, and he said, yes, smart meters will be in the strategic plan, and when I voiced my concerns to him about the privacy infringements that are inherent with smart meters, he said, quote, that's an extremist position, end quote. I mean, he actually said that to me in a conversation. I mean, he wasn't being mean-spirited about it at all. He's just very much in favor of smart meters,
So do you want to know what Brent's position is on that?
Yeah.
Okay, Charles. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'll be upfront that I have not put a lot of thought into smart meters, but I'll give you my opinion. I'm going to look at it, again, how I would look at running any of my businesses, which are I see upfront costs and investment there. But I think the thought process probably from the upper management of REU is that over the course of X amount of years, whether it's 10, 15, 20 years, that they can show cost savings by people not having to go out to your home and read it because they can do it wirelessly. So, you know, for me, if that saves dollars and it means we can put more money towards law enforcement and fire and our aging roads, then I think I'd be for it.
Okay. We're up to our, our proverbial rear ends in bad guys that are on the streets because there's no room at the end, Brent. I know you and I have discussed this before, as I've discussed it with everybody that will listen and even people that won't listen. I still go out there and talk to them.
Chasing people down the streets.
Via the radio. I don't care if you don't want to listen, but guys, we're up to our butts. What kind of ideas? I know it's a county thing, but it's not a county thing.
What isn't it?
It's a Shasta County, Northern California, state of California problem. We're inundated with prisoners.
Each one of those agencies impacts on the other.
Yes.
We can put all the money we want to into policemen on the beat. If you don't have a place to put them, that's just a big drain.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Trish, I was parking as I was walking in here, and I saw a Raiders sticker on the back of your car.
Absolutely.
Okay, Carl, who's your team? Baseball, football, do you have?
Colt 45s.
All right, Colt 45s. Okay, so here we have the Raiders and we have the Colt 45s. I can't use your car because I didn't feel the passion coming from you. When I looked at Trish, though, I saw passion when she said the Raiders.
Absolutely.
When you love,
it's hard for me to have passion for high school for guys with less than a high school mentality that are making $12 million a year because they can run down a field and catch
okay.
a ball.
Okay, right. I don't. Well, that's not
where I'm having a real problem with.
Okay,
that okay,
and that's not helping me with my point. So
okay.
I want you to
all
quit
right.
talking,
all
Carl.
Right.
But you, Trish, as I look at you. I see, and I lived down in the Bay Area for a while, and I went to some Raiders games, and I went to some 49ers games. When you talk to fans of sport teams who are passionate about their team, they love their team. It improves their quality of life. One of the things you always see during draft day, so taking the Raiders is, if you ever watch it on TV, on ESPN, you see fans of that team when they draft. If they draft well, you see those fans cheering, and they're up in the air, and they're like, yeah. Because it represents that help is on the way. And I think the one thing that fans of any sport, major sports franchise teams, care about is they want to know that the ownership is invested, that they're going to make the right decisions, and they're going to make a plan for how that team is going to get to the playoffs and hopefully to the championship game. And again, that starts with good coaches, starts with evaluating your players, which players you might draft, talks about how you're going to interact with the community. And it is the same thing for the strategic plan. One of the things that's been very surprising to me over the last 5 or 6 months as I've jumped into this council race was to find out that we do not have a strategic plan here locally. Again, I'm a business guy. I've started multiple businesses over the last 10 years. Every single one of them, Carl and Trish, started with a business plan.
You can't build a business without a business
plan. You cannot. And we've had 3 police chiefs in the last 7 years. And every time leadership changes, culture goes with that leader. Here we are, I believe, at the toughest time our community has ever faced with public safety because our lack of jail space, prisoner realignment, our police force, community service officers have been cut. We have criminals out on the streets that do not fear whatever repercussion might come their way because they can go and break into somebody's home, go into jail, be out within 10 minutes. So we need a plan that, again, it's going to sit down, it's going to be comprehensive, and it has to include county issues along with city issues because we are all living here.
One agency impacts the other.
And it needs to identify all of these issues, what the solutions for them are, and then what those roadblocks. And again, we aren't going to be able to solve all of these issues today. But we need to at least talk about them, identify them. So, again, heaven forbid Chief Paletti gets hit by a bus. Hope you don't, Chief. But if moves on, a new chief comes in, I do not want to start over at ground zero.
It's an operation plan that no matter if you lose somebody, it still goes forward. And I hope – we've got to take a real quick break here. I hope what we're saying, though, is that nothing's off the table here. But here's the bottom line, Brent. I understand what you're saying about coaching and all this, about the Oakland Raiders and the fact that they have to bring them out of jail to get them to play. But
and it really is a good analogy, Oakland and jails. But the point is that we're up to our butts.
Bitter.
We still have people being released all the time. I haven't seen one plan. And if you're saying you're gonna put together a group of people and say this is how we can handle this in the earliest. I know the sheriff's building a new jail, and I'm great for that. And he got the money and all this. But we need some plans about what to do now with the guys and the girls that are just wandering up and down the streets. And we have to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Okay. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're wondering what Dad really wants for Father's Day? You came to the right place. Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Did we leave anything out? Maybe a tri-tip dinner, gun auction, or raffles. Well, we have that too. On June 14th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on their annual event to help three very worthy organizations. Kids to Camp, Books for Vets, and Healing Waters. For just a sawbuck, yeah, that's $10, you will get in the door and a few samples. Join us the day before Father's Day to help the kids get to camp, help the vets realize their dream of a college education, and help PTSD sufferers explore the possibilities.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoke. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution. Well, I won't
back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, her guest Ruth Angel. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Don't go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue to find a great deal on a Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda right here in town. Give them a call, 223-2177, and they have some huge sales coming up for 4th of July. Reading Crown Motors.
It's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a 90 today and a 95 by Sunday. Weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. You can call them at
365-3793. Our guest is Brent Weaver, running for Reading City Council. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. We only got a couple minutes left, Henry.
Yes, good morning. I have a couple of questions there for the gentleman. I'd like to compliment him on what I've heard so far. Sounds good. The question I have is, would you be willing to outsource some of the things that the city does now to private companies, because I can show you an instance that I'm dealing with now that we could have saved the taxpayers several thousand dollars on outsourcing engineering.
Good question, Henry.
Well, great question. I think as we're moving into this new era of what I call financial constraints, you know, how businesses have operated historically have changed. I know I've had to change in my business. I think local governments also need to realize they need to change as this new world we move into. All I would say about that, Henry, is I would take it as a case-by-case basis. I think I've seen some examples recently where the city has entered into some public-private partnerships that have worked. I think, for me personally, I think looking at the Civic Center, where it's now operating with a, you know, we have a net positive there. It's one less thing that the
city
has to
worry about. Save $1.6 million a year.
Yeah. So when I see things like that, that's incredibly encouraging. And so, Henry, I would just say this. I'm open to any idea that allows us to
say. Well, let me give you another suggestion. Sure. I've been dealing with Reno Tahoe Development Company on a subdivision over there. And they are doing a wonderful job on the industrial subdivision. They're pulling a major company out of California once a month and have been for the last 2 years. Wouldn't it be advisable if the city of Reading would put a, if you want to call it, a person in the field to promote that type of thing, go to the cities and bring people up here to increase our tax base?
Hey, that's innovative. It's creative. I tell you what, Henry, if you will Google Weaver Lumber, why don't you reach out to me? I'd love to get together with you.
I'm not computer illiterate. I hire secretaries to do that.
Have your secretary do it.
Hey, Henry, thanks a lot.
I'd be glad to meet you at your lumber yard sometime and talk about something.
All right, I'll buy you a water.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Henry. All right. Brent, Anderson tried to raise the sales tax, and with the idea that a percentage of it was going to go to public safety. Mm-hmm. Are you would you support something like that?
You know, I think that's I was waiting for that question because I think it's really a very important question for this community. I'm following Anderson very closely to see what that community, how they're responding to that potential tax increase. I think from everything you've hopefully heard about me, and you know, I'm a private market type of person. You know, when I look at all of the fee increases and tax increases, we are, you know, just you cannot turn around with additional increases coming at you. I am very sensitive to wanting to increase any type of fee at the city or a tax increase. The exception I would make, though, is as I have been out in the community the last 5 or 6 months, talking with very conservative individuals, talking with people who are on the left side of the aisle, talking with independents, talking with small business owners. I've been to the Lions Club, been to Rotaries, been to park events. I'm seeing a much stronger support out there to just get something done with public safety. So I will say this, Carl and Trish, I'm absolutely very sensitive to any type of increase, but it needs to be an option on the table. If it means that we can move this community forward, if we can, again, but I'm not going to – it's almost the cart ahead of the horse. I want to know how we would spend that money before I would agree to any increase. So if we get this plan that makes
part
a lot
of
sense –
strategic plan.
If we get this plan that makes sense and the community buys off on it, this is what we want because we think we'll see businesses want to invest more and that businesses from out of the area come in and they say this is what we want. Obviously, as if I'm elected, I'm on the council, then we go back to see if we have the funding to do what they're asking for. And if we don't, then I think that option needs to be there. I will not be somebody that will sign any pledge that says I will never do this and that. I think you elect leaders to make decisions, and you just don't know what it's going to be like in 6 months or 12 months down the road.
Okay. Republican or Democrat?
Myself personally?
Yeah.
I'm a Republican.
Okay. I ask everybody that.
Well, and I think it's an important question, but I like what you started it with. And you said local government,
right,
local decisions are really not partisan.
Yep.
They really aren't.
And I believe that. But I also think people need to know because as much information as you could possibly put out on the people.
But let me also throw something out. I will work with Democrat, Republican, Independent. I will work with anybody who loves this community, has ideas, and wants to get things done. So,
it's a bipartisan. Yeah, it's a bipartisan. You know, but I think it's important that people know where you where you've been in your life.
But the decisions he's going to be facing as a local elected official. Just don't follow those partisans.
No, no, and I wouldn't want somebody to be, I wouldn't want it to be partisan, but I also want to know as much as I can about the people because that tells me where they're thinking. Okay. I guess the final thing here is the idea of innovations, putting groups of people together to come in with ideas. Stillwater. Stillwater is still got cows grazing on it.
It's still dirt.
And broadband. You know, Heidi Hall, the Democrat that's running for Congress against Doug, said, hey, I think we ought to bring broadband everywhere. I think personally we've been talking about that, internet, high-speed internet. Are you willing to spend money to get that in here?
Yeah. So before I moved up to Reading, I worked in the technology industry, worked for a company by the name of Novell. Eric Schmidt was our CEO, who's now the CEO of Google.
Mm-hmm.
I've shown it with my business, and I would definitely bring that same background, you know, in local government, which is you should not be afraid of technology. You've got to embrace it. Those who are early adopters, whether it's in the private industry or public, have always been the ones that have taken that giant step forward. So when I hear things about we want to bring broadband or we want to get Reading up to the 21st century in technology, I'm on the front line there.
Okay. All right. Brett Weaver has been our guest, who is running for Reading City Council, the first time at running for office.
First time. And
it may be last time. Huh?
Well, this is we're all
when
in.
When you win.
We're in this to win it.
That's it.
Yep. Final comment. I would just say that one of the things that we look for in people we want to get elected in the city of Reading are those that are recognized that this is a big package. Things done in Reading impact the entire county. And you have to recognize, hopefully, that you have to work with everybody.
Absolutely.
Okay, tomorrow we have Kristen Schrader on, who is also running for Reading City Council. We're in our series of getting to know all the candidates. She'll be on tomorrow. As well, we have another group of people coming in, SIRS and a couple others. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Things seem to be going from bad to worse in Iraq. Al-Qaeda-inspired terrorists in charge of Tikrit and Mosul now have their sights set on Baghdad, and Iraqi lawmakers can't even agree on an emergency declaration requested by the president.
The failure of the Iraqi parliament to assemble a sufficient quorum to decide on Mr. Maliki's request for a state of emergency says much about the fragmented state of Iraqi politics. The onslaught by Sunni militants, continuing their thrust towards Baghdad from the north, has produced many calls for national unity, but little sign of anything practical to turn the tide.
That's BBC's Jim Muir in Erbil. What can the U.S. do? Not much, according to Kenneth Katzman. He's a Mideast expert with the Congressional Research Service. He says the bad guys are based in some heavily populated areas, not easy to take them out without a lot of collateral damage.
Even if the U.S. were inclined to do that,